Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we got some music. What do you guys think? Does that work?
Yeah, that worked. I like that.
It's okay. I'm still getting used to it. Something just happened to Asia. She'll be here in a few seconds. Now, this is Summer Love. Okay, Summer Love is live in full effect. Should you check your partner's cell phone? That's exactly what we're talking about today. I've got an amazing special guest, the Reverend Cooper. He's going to join us after we do, you know, some comedy segment, you know, some five things. And we've got the Love Doctor. My co-host, the Love Doctor, is here.
What up,
y'all? The Love Doctor has something to say. We're going to find out what that is. People's choice topics are coming. 2 weeks. We're going to do our People's Choice topics, and I'm definitely going to announce the leading People's Choice topics. But we're going to discuss the top two People's Choice topics. Now, Love Doctor, oh my dashboard is going crazy right now. I can't get Asia. Asia, we love you. We're gonna get you on whenever. Oh, here she is. Yo, Asia.
I was on time and everything. I'm just looking in the background.
You know these computers act crazy. I don't know what happened. The computer, a message actually popped up on my screen and said, "We don't like Asia." I'm like, "No, yes we do." What happened? What are you doing? Like, yes we do. Asia down and Asia down
it's
in the back.
I forgive you.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Blame the Love Doctor. Okay.
Oh man.
Not throwing under the bus, though.
Oh, man.
No. Marcus knows I love with him. Here we go. So, hell no. All right? Hell no. This conversation that we are going to have today begins with hell no. Do you understand me? Okay. Now, this is mostly pertaining to the man whose woman is far too inquisitive. Now, we obviously have to flip it because the question is bilateral, okay? We're going to talk about the man who wants to check his woman's cell phone, but in defense of my brother who wants to leave his phone around, okay, just know that you deserve to be checked by your woman, okay? Now, I've got a new thing that I do on stage. It's funny because I feel like I sound like Chris Rock. It's like I go on a rant, kind of a Chris Rock type rant. It's funny because what I do is I compare men and women, and what I tell people is that men are stupid and women are crazy. Okay? Now, women cannot complain about how stupid their men are. Just like men cannot complain about how crazy your woman is, okay? Women are crazy and men are stupid. And this is a perfect conversation to have to shed light on both of those things. Women are crazy enough to check your cell phone, to do research and find out what your password is. Women are crazy enough to find out everything. Women are crazy enough to go through all your photos, and you have to understand this. Women are crazy enough to go through all of your recent calls, they're crazy enough to go through all your text messages, they're crazy enough to text people back, okay?
Yeah.
Women are crazy, and you have to understand that when you're dealing with a woman, you're dealing with someone who's crazy. And men, ladies, are dumb. We're incredibly, incredibly, you know, relentlessly naive, okay, to nobody's fault but our own. All right, which is why you can be crazy enough to check our phones, because we're stupid. And that's why I'm going to wise my men up, all right? The five things today is going to wise men up. Now, listen here. I've got to say, on a serious note, I've got to say that it. I don't believe it's about whether or not you check your partner's phone. I believe the question here is why you're checking your partner's phone. Now, that is going to tell the tale of where you stand right now in your relationship, in my opinion. Okay, now, if you feel that you have a need, if you are hungry, if you come home from work to check the phone, all right, if you can't wait till he goes to sleep to check his phone, if you're dying to get inside those text messages or those recent calls, then the trust in your relationship is already gone. All right, and maybe it can be rebuilt, but maybe it can't be rebuilt. So you need to decide why exactly you're so gung-ho about that phone. On the other hand, if you want to check the phone just to check it, I know they ain't doing nothing, but he left his phone out here. He's in the shower. He takes 30-minute showers. What better do I have to do? It's sitting right here.
No.
He's dumb enough not to have a password. It's practically next to my hip, all right? My woman would kill me. My ladies would kill me if I didn't take a peek at it. You know what? Maybe I get some kicks out of this. Why not? Let me check the phone. Then I think that's harmless, okay? Check the phone. Who cares? But be careful because you might see some things that you don't want to see. Now, as far as passwords, we're going to get into this with my special guest. My special guest has been married 11 and a half years, and we're going to get into passwords. But what I'm going to say is that I feel like as a man, now, women can do anything they feel like. Women can do what they want to do. It's a woman's world. You know, women run the world. Who run the world? Girls. Okay, we got it. You guys, the rules don't apply to you guys. But if you're a man, you can't, and you're in a relationship, then you can't have a password. That will set off smoke screens, all right? You've got to find a way, and that's why in my five things, I'm going to teach you the way, all right? But you've got to find a way outside of locking your phone to hide anything that you have to hide. And if you have something to hide, then you ought to be ashamed of yourself because you shouldn't have anything to hide. But if you do, the way to hide it is not by locking your phone, because if you lock it, now you have to give it a password. And if you don't want to give her the password, now even more smoke screens are set off. Like, oh, yeah, I was just wondering, you know, I just wanted to make a phone call. What's the password to your phone? And you're like, oh, no, I don't give out my password. How does that sound? Right. You know, the trust is gone. If you have a password, the trust is gone in your relationship. You know, I don't, and one thing before I give it to my co-hosts, both of them, I don't advise any philandering or any cheating or any hidden activity. I don't advise it. I don't condone it. I don't like it, you know, for men or women. However, why, as a man, do you leave the text on the phone? If you do have something to hide, there's a simple answer to all of this. Delete it. Delete.
That's simple.
Exactly. Delete the calls. Delete the text. It's that simple. Now, Love Doctor, what do you think?
One thing I want to say real quick is that, you know, they got that song, Who Run the World, Girl, but James Brown said it a long time ago. This is a man's work.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. as far as that, though, like deleting text messages, if you do have something to hide, you're right about that. That's if you want to hide it. But some people, relationships are stronger because they're honest. You know, a girl, some women respect that you didn't have it and that you didn't hide it, that you didn't delete it, and you knew I was going to check your phone. You get what I'm saying? It's like that. Like, I'm hurt that I seen what I seen, but I trust you more because you can tell me the truth, if that makes sense, brother.
Definitely. It definitely makes sense. I mean, what point is there to look in the phone if I told you? There's nothing there. Why are you touching my phone? Get your hand off my phone. Didn't I tell you, lady?
Didn't I tell you?
But yo, come on, Asia. Come on, Asia. You got to represent.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna represent. But I'm in agreement. I really don't. Nothing good in the history of the searching has ended up good. Cause, okay, say for example, if you do start looking and you get away with it and then there's nothing, okay, that's fine. But then you'd be like, oh, I did it this time. I can do it again. And I can do it again. And then you just start being a maniac with thing, and then you're just going to get in trouble. Second, if you do discover something, then you all fucked up. Like, you can't say you either going to have to confront or it's going to be stuck with you and you're going to be going crazy. Like, you're going to be going crazy, pulling out your hair, eating tubs of ice cream and crying. So, it's just, I just really think it's negative. I always say, if you real with it and you doing what you're supposed to be doing, if anything that's negative is going to shed light, like it's going to come to light eventually.
Yes.
Now, it may take a week, it may take a month, it may take a year, but if you are good-spirited, I'm telling you, nothing bad is going to happen to you. That is not going to be the end of the world. Nothing's going to be put on you more than you can bear. And you have to deal with it then. But don't you put yourself in like a horrible, horrible situation. Like, I've had plenty of girlfriends tell me, like, oh my gosh, I found this test or this picture, blah, blah, blah. What should I do? Well, maybe you should have figured that out before you went through your whole plan. Didn't you write this down? Like, Mission Impossible? Which wasn't thought through. Like, usually it just, girls just go on intuition and they just stuck, like, okay, now what? Now you just look stupid because you don't know what to do with this information. So I say no. I really do. It's too. And then plus, you got too many women on your team looking out for you. If some dude have it, you don't know.
I mean
see, that's a true woman right there.
You got the whole plan together. The riders, let the riders do the dirty work.
Right. Let them check the phone.
And do your job. Right. Right. That's what you really, you'd be like, what is this? We're going to go outside real quick. It's 2267. You let me know. If it's life-threatening, let us just know. If not, you know, just, you got to, no. It's not worth it. I think that it's really not worth it.
So you like that saying, don't go searching for something because you're going to find it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's deep.
I mean, it's like I never liked that saying because like that's like me raising a teenager in my house and I suspect that he's selling weed. I'm gonna go search his room hoping that I don't find the weed. You know what I'm saying? That's like the text. If I suspect it, I'm going in there hoping not to find nothing. But if I do find something, then I confirm what I suspected. You feel what I'm saying?
So like Asia, are you saying that you just go searching, or are you just saying, you're saying don't go searching, period?
No, I'm saying
or are
don't.
You saying
I'm saying
ask
don't.
First? No, okay.
No, I'm saying don't.
Right.
If you,
I
got you. If, I got you. If, as a
no,
kid,
no,
if
I,
you.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, if there is anything that you need to ask that person. Don't do that. If you ask and the answer, let it be that. Just when in the beginning you said there has to be some kind of level of trust. If you don't have trust, you don't have nothing. That's like a main foundation.
That's true.
Of any relationship between another person, your parents, your kids, your best friend.
Don't do it. Folks trust all they want, and they be lying. They tell you what they want you to know. But those text messages reveal it all. That's all I got to say, Brett.
All right, that's real. Listen, Asia, what we got? Five things. Give it to them.
Five signs that you know the phone has been gone through. She went through your phone. You know.
Oh, you know what? I switched it.
You
know what? I'm
and you ain't.
See, I told you. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Instead of that, Asia, we're going to – I'm looking at my list. I'm like, wait, that's not what I wrote down. That's not what I wrote down at all. That's, I don't know what I texted Asia earlier.
I was taking a nap.
I'm sorry, Asia. I'm,
This is not the computer's fault. This is not a computer's fault.
Not at all.
Listen, Asia, Downing, Love Doctor. Instead of that, I've never messed up like that, Asia. You gotta cut me a break one time. But we're gonna do the five ways to keep her out of your phone.
Yeah, that was not sent at all.
No, it wasn't. That's why I'm looking like, wait. Did I word it differently, or is it a different? It's a different thing. It's a completely different thing.
That's fine. This is the first time that's ever happened.
There you go. You know I'm good. I'm good at this. Now here we go. We're going to talk to my very special guest, Reverend Cooper, right after these five things, the five ways to keep her. Fellas, don't do the password, okay? You don't need to set a password. If she's, like Asia said, maybe she shouldn't do it. But if she's dumb enough, and women aren't stupid, if she's crazy enough, there you go. If she's crazy enough to go through your phone, and if you're dumb enough, allow these five things to let it happen, then you deserve it. Number five. Duct tape the phone to your head in the shower.
Oh, man.
Okay. Duct tape it to the top of your head. I've done it. The duct tape won't hold up past 20 minutes because the steam will loosen it up.
You need
strong duct tape. And you can't wash your hair when it's on your head. You got to wash your hair when she falls asleep. But listen.
And I believe.
If you have something to hide, this would be the way to hide it. Number four. How to keep her out of your phone? Get a new one.
The same kind, but just a new one.
you want to know how to keep her out of your phone? Just don't have it anymore. Just let go of the phone. Just
right.
How bad do you want your relationship? That's all I'm saying.
No old school. Like I just don't have one. Like what? I got a house.
I didn't tell you. Baby, this morning I had broken it. Got it. Yep. So you want to see it? Ain't nothing on it yet. This is
right.
New home.
Right.
Number three.
Uno, dos, tres.
Start going into her phone. Now this one is risky. This one is very risky.
No. Don't do it. Do we just have a crazy conversation? Don't do it.
Now, Asia said you're trying to get these guys killed.
Right. I'm the ambassador.
Listen, fellas. I'm trying to check. Oh, if she goes into yours first, start going into hers. Love Doctor? Hey, I mean, it's a way to keep her out of your phone. I didn't,
it turned to a tip and tat thing. It sounds like Asia don't play that. Like that's a turn off if a dude goes through your phone.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm opposed to both, so you definitely don't do that with me because I'm not gonna do that with you. We're gonna be fighting. You're gonna be fighting. Scrapping.
Yeah, you're gonna be fighting. This could end up fatal. I'm letting you know, but it's an idea. Okay, you want to keep her out of your phone? Hey, you know, two can play any game.
Right.
Number two. Rename all the girlfriends or all your side chicks in your phone after your little cousins.
Yeah.
Why Ray Ray got to play this way? Why Ray Ray got to play like that? She know. She's sending me kissy faces.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's slick.
Yeah, you got to do other things. Don't do places.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get that. Be like, how is Domino texting you?
Yeah, right. I know females that name them after bills, cell phone bills, electric bills, depending on what the male paying for them. That's slick, ain't it? That's ain't nobody gonna pick up on that. You know what I'm saying?
Why does Pizza Hut think you so sexy? I don't understand. I don't. How long did you stay when you got that pizza? Did you take your shirt off?
Why is the electric bill company calling you 11 o'clock? And you better pay that bill. You better, yeah.
Girl, you know my bill ain't never paid. Lil Ray Ray worked down at Pizza Hut. You know she be playing.
Yeah.
Here we go.
No, I ain't
we are gonna.
Cell phone.
Oh man. Reverend Cooper has been married 11 and a half years. He's going to let us know what he thinks. What's really a successful method to cell phones, I guess, or to passwords, and how you should treat your partner's privacy. We're going to get into that in about 30 seconds. Number one. Keep your phone dead. Okay? Listen. Keep it. If you got something to hide,
forever.
Listen. This is how this works, fellas. Okay, you turn your phone on. You charge your phone to send a text message. See who texts you. Text people back. Respond to whatever phone calls you got to respond to, and then throw your charger out the window and let it die again.
Wow.
This is simple. Wow. How bad do you want your relationship, okay?
Your
I didn't listen.
That's true.
She can't get into a dead phone. She can't do it, Love Doctor.
She can't. Now, speaking of Reverend Cooper, you know, my last name is Cooper, so that might be my cousin. I got to do some research while we get
there. Hey, and you are the Love Doctor, and he is definitely a love specialist. He is a minister, a very, 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 very good minister, all right? He's preached Sundays at our church, and we all love us some Reverend Cooper, and he's been married 11 and a half years to another minister, Mrs. Reverend Cooper. I love the Reverend Coopers. Reverend Cooper, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing? It's good to be on, Eric. Yeah, this Love Doctor might be my relative. I do genealogy for the Cooper family, so we got to hook up. We've been married, be 12 years come this December. So I always tell people it's 12 years a happy man and not 12 years a slave. And happy because we know how to deal with cell phones in our house.
So do you?
I know that's right.
So I imagine because your relationship is going so well, you guys' cell phones are on. You don't keep them dead. You know they're just on all day.
They're just on and popping.
Oh,
sitting around.
Oh, they're popping.
That's because she's texting me from upstairs. I'm texting her from downstairs. But matter of fact, when we had our phones, we never had passwords on our phone. And the only reason we put passwords on the phone was last year we were traveling in Rome, and my wife's pocketbook got picked, and they got her cell phone. So after that, we said, oh, we got to put a password on the cell phone. Otherwise, there was no need to have a password on the cell phone. So I think that's because we have respect and we trust each other. And I think that's a key component to your relationship, is that do you respect the other person and do you trust them? And
mm-hmm.
And I think part of respect is like, I don't know, I don't feel, you know, I guess if you feel a need to, I think part of when women go through your phone, you know, a lot of times they'll say, man, something told me to look at your phone, you know. the spirit told them to look at your phone, so, you know. But most
that's
times,
always a
you
good
know,
defense. That's,
well, yeah,
the Lord
that's always, you know, I can't argue with that. If the Lord told you to look at my phone, you know, there's nothing on there but
It's funny because the two of you are both ministers, so it seems like it wouldn't work. She's like, no, I don't think the Lord said that. I don't know.
Now I got to give her a scripture. What text did it come out of?
Go into a scripture battle, see who can out-scripture the other person. You're like, you know what? Maybe he did tell you that. Maybe he did tell me. Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'm going to find it. Let me look it up real quick. It's in here.
What translation are you using? NIV, ESV, King James?
Oh, man. Now, listen, I really apologize for getting you on the air so late. We got to do better with this. Now, because of that, we had to get right into it. And so for the next 5 minutes, I want you to really let us have it, you know, because so many people are very naive when it comes to trust. And I really think Asia really, really hit on the head just how important and just how significant that one word is within a relationship. You literally have nothing if you do not have trust, because there's no relationship, you know what I mean? So really talk about the trust factor and how detrimental something as petty as going into a phone or things like that can hurt trust, and really just talk about what has been working for you guys over the years, and just let us know exactly how we should view cell phones and things like that as it pertains to trust.
Yeah, I was going to say I appreciate what Asia said, because for a lot of people, we get in relationships and we've never defined the word what respect and what trust means. And so when we get in these relationships, people bring two things with them that are gateways to trouble in your relationship when it comes to, you know, if somebody feeling the need to look at a phone or feeling the need to check up on their mate. And those two words are insecurity and immaturity. Now, we're insecure because you start having doubts and fears about the real solidity of your relationship, and is it rock solid? Maybe something's happened or something seems to have gone south. So there's some insecurity. And then what happens is people add immaturity. So instead of, like she was saying, instead of talking it out, instead of like really just saying, hey, I feel that things are not right, can we talk about it? When you start snooping around, now you have, you know, allowed these two things to bring real trouble to your relationship, because you've shown that you're insecure, and then you've shown that you were not mature enough to confront your mate and say, let's have a discussion about it. And I agree with, like, one comedian said, the last thing men want to hear women say, we need to talk, because, you know, we don't want to hear that. But the part of the problem is when you have immature, you're acting childish in your relationship instead of confronting things head on and dealing with them, then it just continues to erode the relationship. And the part about trust is that if I'm in a relationship with you and I don't trust that you go out in the course of the day where you got to go and I go out and where I have to go, and that I'm just as solid about who you are and who we are when I'm at home as I am when I'm away from you. If you can't trust that to be true, then there's always going to be something wrong with your relationship. I think part of the first thing when I met my wife, she told me, she says, only thing I demand from you is loyalty. And when she said loyalty, she means, you know, that, hey, there's not going to be anybody else that's more important than me except the Lord. And I can live with that, because if you are not loyal to your mate, to your spouse, if you're not going to be loyal to them, then who are you going to be loyal to? So in a relationship, people have to make sure that they're working on respecting. So I don't feel the need to check my wife's pocketbook or check my wife's phone, because I respect that's her privacy. I think too many people get in relationships and guys tend to think that they're the person's father now, as opposed to their friend or being their mate. And so we tend to try to treat people like their children. And it works both ways. Some women try to treat men like children, so they feel like they got to check them constantly.
No, I'm gonna let you finish. We're gonna extend the show about 1 or 2 minutes. But the thing with this website is that people who listen live can't hear past 7 o'clock. So I just want to say thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. What is next week? I forget. Oh, okay. How okay is it? How okay is a one night stand? Next week on the Eric Terrell Show. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate y'all. Go ahead, Reverend Cooper. We're going to extend the show for our archived listeners. 1 or 2 minutes. Finish what you were saying.
The last point I want to make is this: in any relationship, you have to do the golden rule. Do to the other person what you want the other person to do to you. And I can admit that I've been on the wrong side of that before. And so if you go into a relationship and you treat the person the way you want to be treated, it makes for a happy relationship. It makes for a smooth relationship. When you start doing things that you know you wouldn't want done to you, to the other person, that's when the trouble will begin, and that's when the erosion comes into your relationship or your marriage.
That's it. That's it. Was that? Were you just clapping in the background, Doc Love?
I know. I was just getting.
Oh no! I was talking to Marcus. I was talking to the Love Doc.
No! I wasn't. No.
That's funny. But there you have it. That's what it is. That's work for you guys. And trust me, they're such a phenomenal couple that whatever works for them is going to work for you. I can definitely promise you that. So I really want to thank you for being a part of the show, man. We will definitely have you back, Mr. Reverend Cooper. You already know you'll be back, as well as your wife. She almost killed me because I wanted you first on the show.
I'm gonna have to talk to her about that.
Oh man, here we go. Now, thank you very much. Like I said, thank you very much. We will be back next week. And like I say every week, all we push here is love. You know what I mean? So we want you to love yourself, love others, love the truth, and love love, which is easy because you just have to love God. Because
right.
God is love, and God
is love.
God did it. Okay? Thank you very much for listening to the show. We'll be back next week. Love, Dr. Asia Downing. How okay is a one-night stand? I want to know.
Ooh, that's next week.
Yeah, don't let's try our best to not have one night stands to figure it out. We don't want to do research for the show the wrong way.
Yeah, okay. Right. Stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, baby.